Hi, you're listening to Small Things Often from the Gottman Institute, where we talk you through research-based tips to help improve your relationships in 5 minutes or less. Today's tip is about identifying the forms of defensiveness. Did you know there's 3 different kinds? You've probably experienced them all in some shape or form, whether it was the way you responded to someone or if you've been on the receiving end. The 3 kinds are counterattack, righteous indignation, and innocent victimhood. These labels may not sound familiar, but we're willing to bet you'll be able to relate when we explain what each of them are. Identifying these 3 forms can help you realize how you may be responding defensively, totally unknowingly. Let's say you went grocery shopping, and when you got home, your partner said, "Did you remember to get toilet paper?" A counterattack response would be something like, "No, but you didn't remember to take the garbage out last night, so I guess we're even." A counterattack response is an escalation of conflict through scorekeeping, tit for tat. It's saying, "Well, you did this, so it's fine that I did that." There's also righteous indignation, an impulsive, offended response to a perceived attack. It's saying, "I don't see why I always have to be the one getting toilet paper. You use the bathroom just as much as I do." It's becoming instantly defensive while responding to what you believe is an attack. And then there's innocent victimhood, a third form of defensiveness. It's often disguised as whining, but it's a rush to shame oneself and make the other person feel bad for the perceived attack. An example would be, "I have so much going on right now, and going to the store stresses me out. How can you expect me to remember?" The key to catching your own defensiveness is to pay attention to when you are potentially misinterpreting a statement or question as an attack. When you're feeling defensive, it could be helpful to think about the intent of the conversation that's making you feel defensive. What does a non-defensive response sound like? It can express acceptance of responsibility, admission of fault, an understanding of your partner's perspective. Something like, "Oops, I forgot the toilet paper. I should have asked you to go to the store today because I knew my day would be packed. That's my fault. So sorry." We'll explore practicing non-defensiveness even further in our next episode. Here's today's small thing. When faced with a conflict with a loved one, try to accept responsibility for your role in the issue instead of automatically becoming defensive. Tune into the next episode of Small Things Often for another quick tip from the Gottman Institute, helping you maintain and strengthen all of your relationships.